It's 10:15, as I mentioned earlier on. Graham is back.
It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.
Good morning, co-host. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see you again, Sake.
It is a pleasure to have you back in studio. How have you been? How has your weekend been?
Yeah, it's been great. I think the last week's been full steam back into the swing of things at work.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us, we're in the process of formally launching our business in the UK. So I've been hard at work planning for that. I'm leaving for London on Friday, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
You know, and our key goal this year is to internationalize our business. So, you know, we can provide a great, affordable service to business owners in the UK and US, but using the best of what South Africa has to offer in terms of competent, hardworking, and industrious people. So, yeah, that's what I've been busy with this week.
Yeah, sure. I love it, man. Listen, it sounds like you have some ambitious goals for the year, which I love, and which also leads us nicely into what we'll be talking about today. Kindly talk us through what we'll be chatting about.
Sure. So today we're going to be talking about a crucial topic, and you've probably heard it all before, and that's goal setting. You know, so from the first day we start school almost, you know, we say, what are your goals?
Yep.
And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. But for entrepreneurs in particular, effective goal setting is really a practical tool that can help set up a small and even large businesses for success. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to cover a few broad themes. Firstly, why is it important to set goals? And why is it a good idea to do that at the beginning of the year?
Mm.
What do good goals look like? And what are some other tips and common pitfalls that business owners make when setting goals? So while we're talking to business owners in particular, remember that goal setting can apply in almost any situation in life. So, you know, what we share today is certainly, hopefully, relevant to all our listeners.
I love that, right? I want us to, you know, jump straight into it. Why are goals so important for small businesses?
Well, Sake, goals are like the roadmap for your business. They give you direction, they give you purpose, and when you review against it, a sense of achievement and accomplishment. So without goals, you're a bit like a ship that's sailing along without a compass. You know, you're just drifting aimlessly. And setting goals allows you to stay focused, motivated, and importantly, it allows you to right the ship if things go off course. So much like in life, you also need to set your true north. And ultimately, this is what's going to define the blueprint for your success. And, you know, if you look at it from a biblical perspective, there are countless examples of goal setting, you know, from the early days of Moses right through to the Apostle Paul, you know, as he led the growth of the early Christian church. There were clear objectives, goals, and what needed to be achieved. So, you know, this is something that, you know, we can definitely apply in our lives.
So why is it a good idea? You mentioned this, that it is a good idea to set goals at the beginning of the year. Talk us through why at the beginning of the year.
In reality, you can set goals at any time. So, you know, if you don't have any goals and it's in June, don't wait till the beginning of the new year to do that. But I think the beginning of the year is certainly, it's a fresh chapter for businesses.
Yeah.
It's a natural time to reflect on the past, reassess your priorities, and set the stage for what's to come. So, you know, you and your team are also likely to be rested. You've got a fresh mind. It's a good time to align your team, refocus your energy, and set measurable targets that you can measure your success. I think also it's about setting the tone for the year ahead. So hopefully it's one that's positive and purposeful and that energizes you and your team.
Yeah.
And can take things forward. Think about, you know, how you use Google Maps, for example. So before you start a trip, you put the directions into Google Maps. You evaluate the best route. You check out any traffic blockages. You decide whether to walk, cycle, Uber, or drive. You can see I'm planning for my trip to London. and you don't wait until you're halfway there and then realize that you took a wrong route. In fact, I'll share a little personal anecdote. It actually happened to me in December. We were going down to PE, or should I say Quebec, to see our family. And I know the route like the back of my hand. I've done it 1,000 times, so you know, I didn't pop it into Google Maps. We packed the car and we drove from our home in Tekai down to Muizenberg, and we thought we'll take the scenic route along Baden-Powell Drive.
Yeah.
Only to get halfway down the road for the road to be closed due to sand over the road.
Oh, no.
So, you know, I then had to route all the way back to the M3 into, and it added another sort of 45 minutes to our trip. Now, this could have all been avoided if I simply did the goal setting up front.
Yeah.
You know, and goal setting, yeah. As I say, you might think you know all the answers, but that intentional step of actually going through that process,
yeah.
You know, you reevaluate. So, yeah, that's just a very, very simple and maybe a lighthearted perspective or analogy as to why it's so important.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, it makes complete sense, right? So how should a business, or rather a small business, go about setting goals?
So what I usually recommend is that before you even set goals, business owners should conduct a thorough review of the past year's performance. So we spoke about this at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do that in December. December's a good time to do that. But what worked well, what didn't, and then use these insights to inform your goals for the coming year. So there's a lot of different frameworks, and I don't want to get all MBA-ish and technical about that. But the most common framework for setting goals, and many of our listeners would have heard this, is what we call SMART goals. And SMART stands, it's an acronym, I think it's called. It stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So let's break that down a little bit. So specific means that your goal should be clear and well-defined. Measurable means that you should be able to track your progress against that goal. Achievable means it should be realistic. So you don't want to set yourself up for failure. You know, we're going to take over the world this year. But it also needs to be motivational. Relevant means that it's got to align with your sort of overall business objectives. And finally, time-bound means that you need to set a deadline so that you can create some sense of urgency. So, for example, I mean, I'll word a very simple goal for a business. I want to make an average of 100,000 Rand of sales a month selling to these customers, and I want to achieve that by the 30th of June. So that's just a very simple example of what a, you know, SMART goal could look like.
Yeah, awesome. Now, can you expand a little bit more? What are some other tips that, what are some other tips and also some common mistakes that are usually done by people when they are setting a few goals?
So I'd like to highlight a few things. So, you know, we spoke just now about saying goals must be achievable, but they also need to be a bit of a stretch. So it's absolutely no good if you set a goal that doesn't stretch you. So let's say, you know, I'm a swimmer. So let's say you're a swimmer like myself, and let's say I can swim the 50 meters freestyle in 28 seconds. So there's no point in me setting a goal that says I want to swim the 50 meter freestyle in 30 seconds. Okay,
sure.
I may be getting older, and the body may not be quite as supple and fit as it used to be, but you know, it's got to look forward, and it's got to kind of improve on where you've been. I think the next one, and this is a common mistake I see, is that people set too many goals. So it's like a laundry list of, you know, 100 things. It's not a to-do list. Goal setting is not about these are the 100 things that I need to do in the year. 4, maybe 5 goals is more than enough. So part of the process of goal setting is actually to force you to focus and to prioritize. So, you know, that's really, really important. It's better to have one really well-articulated goal than 10 poorly, you know, thought out and scripted goals. So that's the second mistake. The next one is, I think a lot of people, you know, you need to differentiate between what are short-term and long-term goals.
Yeah.
So when we talk about goal setting, I think typically we talk about, you know, the next 6 months or the next 12 months ahead. For small businesses and for startup business entrepreneurs, that might even not be that far ahead. You know, a lot of business owners will say, well, you know, I don't even know what's going to happen 3 months from now or 6 months from now, let alone a year from now. So you kind of need to adjust that to your business. And those are typically your short-term goals. They typically stretch further than like today or tomorrow. That's a to-do list. So your goal has to have some time duration to it. But anywhere between 3 and 12 months, we would consider a short-term goal.
Okay.
And then it's also important to have a vision or a goal for, let's say, the next 3 years. Now, life happens, things change, you know, unexpected events, but you need to know which direction you're going towards. And that's more of a vision than a goal, but I think it's important to do that. And often that doesn't change. Sometimes your long-term vision for a business stays the same for 3 or 4 or 5 or even 10 years. And then you refocus to say, what are the things you're going to do to get there in the year ahead?
Yeah.
So the next point is, I think you also need to focus and decide on what are the most important things in your business. So usually a business will focus on sort of 4 key things. So, you know, I'll talk, well, actually 5 key things. The first is around sales, okay, and selling. What are you selling? So normally sales goals are really important. Without sales and without revenue, you don't have a business. You have a charity. And there's nothing wrong with charities, but and charities should also set goals. But, you know, so for example, for impact businesses or charities, their goal might be how many lives can we benefit? Mm-hmm. Okay. The second is finance. So, you know, to have some goals around what financial measures do you want to achieve, be it profit, be it cost control. The third is what we call operational matters. So operational matters in a business is how do you do things. You know, I want to get more efficient at doing the following things. Your customers, very importantly. So, you know, in the day, in, you know, today's day and age, you've got things like Google reviews. So a customer goal might be we want to have, you know, an average 4.8 review or 5-star review. So that's a nice and practical goal for a lot of businesses. And then your team and your staff. So, you know, what do you want to achieve for your team and staff over the year ahead? So I like to break it down into those sort of 4 or 5 categories. You know, and then I'm going to use a Christian or biblical principle again. So, you know, one of the things that Jesus did is that he provided freedom from the law. So he didn't say to followers that the law didn't matter. But instead of having hundreds of rules and scriptures, he broke it down into a few key principles, you know. So I'm not going to go into all of them, but, you know, forgiveness, love, and evangelism or spreading the word. So, you know, it's a bit the same with goal setting is what are those key principles that you want to focus on? And finally, you know, it's not just about the numbers when setting goals. You know, you have to ask yourself, and I think before you set the goal, asking some key questions is super helpful. So, you know, there's 4 questions again that I like to say is what kind of lifestyle do I want to live as a business owner? You know, do I want to be intricately involved in the business? Let's say you're a restaurant owner. You know, you might love being in the kitchen and waiting on tables and all of that sort of thing. You might be somebody who doesn't enjoy that, you know. So you might take, you know, more of a backseat role and then you need to think about hiring a manager or somebody to run the business for you. So the lifestyle you want to leave or live is important. How can I make the business less dependent on me? That's one that a lot of business owners, we've spoken about this countless times before, is setting a goal around that. How can I make the business less dependent on me? And starting with small steps around that. What can I let go of that somebody else can do better than me? Or can do good enough? You know, we all like to think that we the best at everything. The reality is, Sakia, you're a far better radio host than I am, for example. So I'm not going to try to take over your job, you know. And then can I take a holiday? So and what am I planning? Or when am I planning on taking a holiday? I know this sounds really simple, but you start the year and you've got all these 12 months. Some of the goals you might want to set as a business owner is also about when is that next break going to be? For a lot of people, that is a motivation, having something that you can work towards. And then also letting your team and your staff know, saying, hey guys, I'm taking, you know, I may be the business owner, but I'm taking a break in April. Prepare yourselves for that. So you can focus around that. And then, you know, how will my customer be impacted? So, you know, when I set these goals, again, it comes back to the customer, is how's that going to impact them?
Yeah, this is really, really interesting. Quickly, before we chat about what's in store, you know, in the coming few weeks, any closing remarks or thoughts when it comes to goal setting?
So, I mean, I'm going to chuckle a little bit, So one of the things when I prep for the show every week is I kind of do a bit of a word count and and figure out how we're going to use the pace my talking and all of that, and how we're going to use the 30 minutes effectively. And I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm seeing, you know, we've got about half a page to go, and it's only 10:30. Yeah. So I obviously didn't do the goal setting very well today, but. You know, we could literally speak for days and hours on goal setting. I'll speak a little bit slower now to fill up the time, but I think, you know, there's three sort of key final thoughts that I'd like to mention. The first one is, you know, we're talking to business owners, but it's really, really, really important to get buy-in from your team. So if you as a business owner or a team leader, if you're employed, it's not just about you and the business. Mm-hmm. So without getting buy-in from your team, those goals are next to worthless. So it's really important to include them in the process. So yes, frame what you think the goals are, but then have a discussion with your team. Mm. What do you guys think about these? Are they achievable?
Yeah.
How do they impact you? And then each of them are going to have their own goals as well. Mm. So you can flow your group goals down into, you know, individual goals and performance targets and all of those sorts of things. So that's really, really important. Mm-hmm. There's no point in having a team of 10 people in your business and you're all going in different directions.
Yeah.
And I think what it also does is it creates a sense of shared accountability. So one of the hardest things to do as a business is to get everybody to buy into the vision is often easy, but then to get everybody to execute on that vision is hard. So sharing your goals, sharing your vulnerabilities, sharing where you think something's a stretch and where it's hard, it creates a bit of vulnerability, but it also creates a sense of shared accountability. The next one, again, this goes back to, you know, I'm sure when we were all at school, I think first day back at school today, so there's probably no younger listeners on the show today, but there's something about bringing pen to paper. And, you know, for our younger audience, our millennials and our Gen Zs, or finger to keyboard for that matter. Mm. And I think doing that just solidifies the thought process. But importantly, it also makes the goals visible. So once you've written down that step of actually looking and seeing something, you know, in pen and paper, it creates transparency around that. So once it's written down, it's a lot easier to share with your team, which we just spoke about. And I think it also serves as a reminder when times get tough. And again, I'm just going to relay that to a biblical example. You know, in the early days of the church, a lot of, you know, what we today see in the Bible and is written down as the Gospels, as this book, a lot of those stories were, you know, shared colloquially. They were stories passed down from one generation to the next. And the fact that that was then written down, you know, onto the scrolls and into books, and that is what enables us to kind of pass the legacy on and pass that on to the next generation. So writing down goals is really, really important. And then the last point is to track and adjust against the goals. So it's no point in setting the goals and you don't use that to adjust course. And I mentioned that a little bit earlier. So yes, it's about accountability, but there also needs to be a degree of flexibility. So by tracking the goals, it allows you to adjust course and make changes if circumstances change. So to use the example I used earlier, you know, if you put a destination into Google Maps and the shortest route, you know, is going to take you 3 hours, but it happens to be that halfway down there's a roadblock that they get set up, or there's an accident on the road, or a tree blows over the road, you know, you take the alternate route. It might be longer. You might go off the toll road further distance, but actually you're not going to be stuck for an hour waiting while they clear the tree. So it allows us to adjust course and make changes. And we only have to go back to 2020, when COVID happened, to see how plans could change when circumstances change. You know, I think a lot of people started personal example, you know, we had planned to go on a family trip to Barcelona in in the June of that year. Nice. We had literally paid for the tickets at the end of January. Yeah. And, you know, a month later, lockdowns were announced, travel was banned, all of those sorts of things. So, you know, we could have felt sorry for ourselves, but then we readjusted and we said, well, how do we rather use that time to grow as a family? And you know, then we had something to look forward to in a few years' time when travel opened up again. Excuse me, I'm going to cough.
No problem.
And it doesn't mean when things change that your goals aren't relevant. But it's more around if there are major changes, you can realign your goals. So, you know, I think that's really, I guess, what we wanted to cover today. As I said earlier, I've spoken a little bit too fast you know, haven't gone into too much depth. But it's not about also maybe aligning with what we said is it's okay sometimes if you miss those goals. You know, don't just put more down just for the sake of putting more down. I want to kind of reach out to the listeners and say, you know, if they have any particular questions, you know, please feel free to reach out. I think after last week's show, we got a number of listeners who reached out to us and thank you for that, you know, and, you know, we're always open for a chat offline, you know, if you're building a business or you just want to sound an idea off us, you know, feel free to reach us or the studio.
Yeah, fantastic. I love that. We still have a few minutes together. Talk us through next week. What's happening next week? Know that you're traveling on Friday. Exciting times. Talk us through next week.
Cool. Yeah. So next week I'll be, I won't be sitting in shorts and a t-shirt in studio, looking at the weather, which is what, -5 to 2 degrees in London today. I'll probably be sitting with six layers and looking like a bit of a dressed up snowman. But, I'll be in London next week and we're going there to meet some key customers and partners of Bizval in the UK. So we're going to have a slightly shorter session, probably a 10, 15 minute dial in. And we're going to share some business insights from the UK, from a different country. Hopefully bring that to life for our listeners sitting here in Cape Town and around the Western Cape.
Yes, of course. Sure. Please also tell your friends in London, you know, once you leave and depart, to tune into the show every Wednesday, 10:15, SAS, South African Standard Time. But I cannot wait to chat to you virtually next week, Wednesday. Thank you so much for today. It was really yet another important topic as we are opening up the new year, you know, goal setting for small businesses. Thank you so much, Graeme.
Sakhe, thank you, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. It is 10:37. Of course, that was Graeme, CEO and founder of Bizval, touching on goal setting for small businesses as we start the brand new year. We'll share the contact details in just a few.
It's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.